Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Naked Football Show after a very rare thing called a win. Wasn't it?
Yes.
And in the show tonight, we welcome Mr. Mark Anderson, who's been on before, haven't you, Mark?
No, I haven't.
Only
indeed,
once, yeah. Not quite a virgin. Certainly not a virgin. We have Mr. Joe Ward back.
Hello again.
He's a regular, very regular. You hosted the show for a while, didn't you, young Joe?
I did.
You did? Yes. Absolutely. And, of course, DJ joins me, of course. Hi, DJ. Do you want to be brave and one of you tackle the Peterborough game first? Did anyone not go to the Peterborough game?
I did not go.
Oh, right. Well, you're left. You're out of it, Joe.
Step away.
Mark?
Step away from my sins.
I didn't go either.
Oh. Go on then, DJ.
The first half, you didn't miss anything, to be honest. It was terrible first half. About as agricultural and bad as we've been. And the first goal was a joke, and it was frightening because we thought, oh, no, we've slipped into those bad habits again. Two defenders, and you know, they both ran away from the player with the ball to allow him space to shoot, you know. Second half, much more improved. It wasn't a footballing performance at all, but certainly hard work and softish penalty, what we'll take it. And
do we know if Lee Martin's okay? Is he played last night to recover from siding down on Saturday?
Well, that was
that's strong of character and strong of body.
I don't think any of us are one for diving, or we don't condone it, but you know, if especially if a striker's going to put their foot out in the box, they're going to catch your shin, you know, and you haven't got a shot on you, you're going to tumble. So you know, I don't condone it, but I can't blame him, and we need these little bits of luck. So it was a point gained, because the way we played the first half, we probably didn't deserve much else.
No,
it wasn't great,
and it was pretty awful.
And second half was better, but it wasn't football. It was just hard graft, I suppose.
Yeah, it was actually as if you're an onlooker, a dispassionate onlooker, you'd actually quite have enjoyed it, because it was a bit. It had a bit of stuff happening,
yes.
Didn't it? You know, there was breakaways and odd saves here and there. Not a great deal of good football.
A bit scrappy, but yeah. Certainly lots of action in it.
Yes, yes. And then a complete transformation. Did you both go last night?
Yes.
Both went last night, yeah. Huge improvement,
good.
I thought. Best performance probably since West Ham.
Yeah, best performance this season anyway.
Certainly
home,
this
certainly.
Season, yeah. Just looked decent. Good going forward. We looked like scoring last night. Even before we had scored, we looked dangerous going forward. Thought Barnett was a handful, won all his headers.
Yeah, both ends of the pitch as well, which was nice to see. Yeah, it was just we did have that bit of luck, but we used it, and the positivity, the way that we're playing, playing it direct, keeping it simple, teammates helping each other out, winger running down, you know, the cross isn't on, there's his fullback, nice easy ball. Keeping control of it, and you know, the two in the centre of midfield who quite rightly got all the plaudits, got their goals as well. They just kept things simple. I don't, you know, Hyams tuck a couple of long passes in, but most of the time they're passing 10-15 yards, and that's all you need to do. You know, people try and complicate it, and I think Mick's come in, made it very simple, set a 4-4-2. We've got a back four that was a left back, a left sided centre half, a right sided centre half, and a right back. And it just keeps it simple. It just makes it easy.
Well, this is what we didn't have against Peterborough, did we? We had round pegs and square
holes.
That's right.
You know, Smith had
two left
footers. Smith did well, Peterborough, for what he was
asked
to do. But he's only got a left foot, and he was playing right side of centre half.
I mean, Mick's simplicity is the key factor that's possibly turned the season around.
Yeah.
With Jewell, we were so far gone that everything was a mess.
There were times where you didn't
silly
have a back four.
It was. Yeah, no, back four. It was chop and change. With Mick, you get the impression that if it doesn't work one week, it's not a case of revolution, massive get rid. Especially in terms of Henderson, especially.
Well,
he's kept with him, and now with last night, you don't think that he will be dropped.
No.
Whereas back in certainly by the start of McCarthy's and certainly the tail end of Jules. The fact is that no one knew what they were doing.
We would have had another goalkeeper on loan, wouldn't we?
Exactly. No one knew
just
where
replaced
they stood
him
or what they were doing. Now, even to the extent of players know that they are going to be playing, so they're going to get partnerships, routines, they're going to know each other better, know what they want. And that's just character building with each other to bring them to as close in net. team.
I think last night held that Rio Coco wasn't playing because he just seems to bark out orders.
Well, that was one point on Saturday against Peterborough. A midfielder got a run through and they blocked it off for a corner. And there's Rio Coco screaming at a defender who didn't close him down. But it was Rio Coco's man who just literally ghosted past him.
What I like about Ndor now is he's the first midfielder we've had for a while who is genuinely scary. If you're lining up
with the headband,
with the Terry Butcher headband, when you're lining up and you're looking over to the Town team, I think in seasons past you look over and think, okay, fair enough, we'll have these.
We'll win this battle
in midfield. But when you look over now and you've got the likes of Murphy and Ndor staring back at you, Barnett's not small. And that, psychologically, is another little simplistic win.
You're not going to tear past the wings now either, like always have done. Saying about the partnerships, you know, if we can develop that, if you've got Orr and Edwards who can dovetail together.
I like the Orr-Edwards one more than the Cresswell-Martin one.
Martin's still not a winger, but his work rate helps him. You know, he survives in games because he has got an incredible work rate.
I think last night that was evident, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Quality-wise, he probably wasn't still at the level we need him to be at, but he ran around all night, and if that's all he does,
that's
and it works.
We haven't got the soft centre. You've got those, you know, Edwards and Martin, who not many are going to really tear past them easily. They're going to put them under pressure at least. And that, again, the simple stuff, you don't need to make a tackle, you don't need to be clever. All you need to do is just make sure you've got enough pressure on a player, make them think or make them, you know, do things before they're comfortable doing it. You know, make that early pass rather than get to the byline and cross it. The one time that we did get torn apart led to their goal.
Mm. It's the same goal we concede every game, though, isn't it?
Yeah, somebody
it's just a carbon copy of so many goals we concede.
But the same goals that we score, the same goals that every Championship side concedes, and the same goals that we've always been susceptible to. That ball that's gone from the byline across the box and someone's always there.
I mean, we're lucky last night we had three goal of the season contenders with Ndor screamer, Himes screamer and Murphy.
Never been so frightened about somebody shooting from 1 yard out.
Yeah, we thought about more, didn't we?
I think if you're in the South Sir Ralph Ramsey lower, I think you're cowering as soon as he's bearing down.
In the paper there's a few photos from the match and one of them was him lining up a shot and his back leg is actually horizontal. he's got that much back lift to put his foot through the ball. You know, he probably would have got booked for it, but he could have got down and nodded at him with his head. But
was it Ronnie Rosenthal who missed from about half a yard something? Was it him?
Yeah.
Years ago. Yeah, you could see it happening, couldn't you?
From our end, from the opposite end of the ground, looking, and he actually put it into the inside of the net.
It wasn't the side of the goal.
So, but and then Higham, that was you know, composure really.
It was a poor penalty, wasn't it?
It was terrible, and I have to say this is going to sound really critical because obviously he scored a vital penalty on Saturday, but his penalty, he looks the keeper the right way on Saturday. The keeper guessed right, but luckily, you know, he positioned it, and last night was so poor.
I fancied Camp last night to save it, because he's one of those keepers that everyone hates.
Yeah, he's a character keeper, isn't he?
And you knew he was going to save it,
And
it's just a case of, would there be a rebound? And luckily, Heim was on.
It was, and stuck it in one of the few places that Camp could have got to.
Well, I think it's either Ward or it's Collins, who's right, because Heim's right on the D at the top of the 18-yard box, and they're having a little tussle, a little to and fro, and as soon as it's kicked, I think the centre half is right next to Heim, just stands still.
Yeah.
And Luke Heim, for all his credit, bolts right past him. Hmm. And there is no one within metres of him.
Well, you know, O'Driscoll was very critical of Forrest, and obviously from their point of view, that is probably their poorest performance, because they're having a decent season. And that was probably a good example of how they weren't on song last night. But when we can say that, and we can say they were poor, but we took advantage of it, and that's what we need to do. You need to kind of sniff these, see when the opposition are a little bit nervous, when they're, because it's always been done to us. We concede the goal, or you know, we're on edge, and teams have always capitalised on it.
There's always been times this season where we've taken no points against teams that have been so poor.
Yes.
Like Sheffield Wednesday, like Derby.
That's the thing with Joel.
They've been so bad. You're thinking, why can't we just take advantage of these teams? Because in the past, I think that's what aches every fan. Because in the past, we would rip these teams.
Which is what you can hope from these last two games, where we've got a soft penalty, Peterborough, and then, you know, gifted a goal and maybe a soft-ish penalty again. We've been given the chances to win, you know, to equalise or to win these games. We're taking, now we've just got to take that confidence forward and say we can do it on our own, that we're good enough to get that sort of performance and that sort of result like we did last night anyway.
Maybe that's what's maybe that's what's going to be infuriating. We know we can do it now.
Yes.
Whereas I think beginning of the season we had no clue what we could do. So now we know that we've got something to build on. We look quite decent at the back. I don't mind Orr. He's probably not the weakest link
last night, but then that was an average performance. He didn't have a bad one, and that's a nice place to be when your worst player is average.
Doesn't it fit me? Not fully fit. I think after a few games, it'll be him and Edwards are potentially a very good combination because Edwards can sit if Orr wants to bomb on.
Well, this is the thing. But I mean, Edwards, you know, we've all said he's been out of position the last couple of years, and we haven't signed a right back. And Mick's come in and done it within a week, which is amazing. Seeing three managers weren't able to do it, you know, in the 4 or 5 years prior to that. But Edwards' 2 years playing at right back can only help when he's playing on that right winger.
Still our quickest player, isn't he? That's probably the worry.
Just the intelligence of knowing the fullback's role is really going to help out now.
Edwards is a strange one because when he moved from the attacking midfielder to the right back, I thought it took years off him.
Yeah.
And now moving him from right back to the attacking has again taken years off him again. It's a strange sort of Benjamin Button-esque.
Mark Kennedy, you know, who started off as a winger, and then you think, you probably just lost that edge, and you've dropped back to fullback. And before that had happened to Edwards, he'd lost his edge as a winger, maybe, and dropping back to fullback wasn't the worst thing that could happen for him personally. You know, it's probably we felt prolonged his career now, and whole new lease of life. He's got that bit between his teeth, and he does. He looks like a younger man again.
I think he's the.
Turn my own mic off there. I think he's the best technician we've got. He makes the game look easy, doesn't he? He can drift and lose players just by shrugging a shoulder. Agricultural is the word you're looking for.
I think Barcelona might come in for him, and if we can get Busquets in exchange, we're all happy, aren't we?
Agriculture is the word you're looking for. He's got a great cross on him. He pings the ball really well.
I'm still waiting for him to, you know, get that real confidence that where he pings those 30 yards in diagonally top corner a few years back at Cardiff, and he was doing that, you know, and it's just nice to see, and hopefully it is the confidence thing now. The players knowing that they can play to that level, and they can beat a team who on paper, you know, that should have been another shocking loss last night.
But of course, you know what happened after we played Burnley and we're all happy
and happy.
I think the thing with Town is if they're okay when they're in a game, it's when they go 1-0 down. When, especially at home, the fans get very edgy, and then translate onto the pitch.
That was the difference. I think we've seen with the Burnley game, Peterborough Saturday. Even though we were certainly deserving to be behind, and then again last night with the equaliser as well. You know, it's not happening now. The fans are on side, and they're believing in the players a little bit more now, buying into what the manager's doing, which is massive.
It's each helps each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Confidence on the pitch breeds confidence in the stands, breeds chances, breeds chance from the terraces, and together you can do it.
I thought the atmosphere last night was pretty good.
It was like days of yore, wasn't it? It was.
You managed to get two versions of the word chance in, didn't you?
I think I did.
Make chances and create chance.
It was like an old. Old school game last night, wasn't it? It was boo the ref, boo the goalie, cheer for the young guy who scored, a missed penalty, and
it had it all, didn't it?
It was brilliant. I really enjoyed it last night.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Really good.
Yeah. But they started off well. You wouldn't expect them to, would you?
No. It's starting off on that positive note.
Yeah.
But again, it boils down to just simple 4-4-2. Everybody knows their job, everybody knows the position, where everybody else should be around them. I mean, one of the mentions really is Henderson, because he has come in for a lot of stick, and probably rightly. He's not our player. He replaced our player and didn't do a better job at all. In fact,
no, it's probably done worse.
He's had some shockers. But last night, he looked the goalkeeper that we were trying to sign from Portsmouth.
Yeah.
That we were told, you know, was the sort of keeper we need to bring in.
But they were good crosses for goalkeeper height. They weren't where he had to go out and shall I punch, shall I stay?
He did have to go out for a little bit of range, where he did have to challenge a little bit for. He was confident and he got them.
He held them well, yeah.
And there was a couple of those, the half chances they did have, the little squirmy ones that normally, you know, that are weak efforts but end up going underneath an elbow. You know, he held those ones. He did his basics and he did his simple bits
Right. There was an excellent one from him when the shot came in. He palmed it right out across the byline.
Yes.
Which is exactly what he didn't do at Leicester last week, when he just put it straight to the player. Yeah,
that's it. It's all too positive.
I think we're going to have to find some misery from somewhere.
We can move on to Bolton, can we?
Yeah, I'm sure we will find some misery in the next few days.
Have we had an email still?
No. We've had one from someone asking about a song on the last show, which I'll email him. But it does take a while for them to filter through here.
I was going
to
say, it's difficult, isn't it? You know, when we're losing, it's quite easy to cut
moan.
Reasons to moan, yeah.
Yeah.
Mojny wasn't in the squad, so people could moan about that.
That's it.
Who wasn't?
Mojny.
Was he not in the squad?
No, but that's barring it. That's a 5 out of 6, isn't it? Situation, I think.
You see, this.
Well, I don't think Mojny will have much.
I think Mojny will go back to playing Sunday League football where he belongs, because he doesn't look like a footballer. He looks like he's sort of rocked up at the club.
He was a bit of a star at Southend.
Well, he's only ever going to be one of two things, wasn't he? He was either going to be an absolute cult hero.
I think he is, in a way.
Or he's just going to be that player that you think, how in the hell do you play professional football?
He's an excellent YouTube player, isn't he? Definitely. Because it's all action when you condense his career down to 5 minutes.
I mean, yeah,
so either kung fu kicks or overhead kicks.
Well, one of the first things he did when he did actually play for us was block a goal-bound shot with his face and bounce straight back up to his feet again and charge down the second effort. And you think, that's the sort of player we need. we'll just see if he's got the quality. But he's here till January, so it's, I suppose there's still time to see if there's anything worth
it. I think that'll be it for Mojny. I can't see McCarthy keeping him any longer than that.
Not seeing as McCarthy's gone out and got Barnett as well. It's just a shame for maybe Scotland, that might be, depending what sort of deal's tied up. Or is it Chopra? I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens January now.
Well, I mean, McCarthy sees Jett as a striker, so that doesn't help Scotland straight away.
No.
I think Scotland will go. I think he'll go on loan to start with, and then he'll be released at the end of the season.
And if you're looking at the moment, our strikers, you've got the main four, you know, you've got obviously two of them on loan, Campbell and Barnett, and then you've got Murphy, who's the season long, and you know, Chopra's still obviously got some sort of look in there.
And we can
see you've got two supposed big men, two little men. So,
and Dawkins can score goals now as well, so he can play up.
Yeah, put him in a yard outside. Yeah. So the trouble is, they're going to have a bit of a ship out at January, aren't they? I would have thought. Yeah. Even they've got rid of Ellington, haven't they? Is it temporary or is he?
It's blown to Scunthorpe, and
it's a thanks very much. If you want to put any house flat on the market, then.
Do you know he's done in his one or two games he's had?
Not paid any attention, to be honest.
No, we should look, shall we?
You know, probably a bit rude not to bother about him, but I don't think, you know, it's a bit of a shame from his point of view, because he was brought into the club with absolute pointless signing, even, you know.
I think
not his fault that, you know.
If one man, you know, is the key character in the dual tenure, I think Ellington has to be that one.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of what could have been a decent talent.
Mm.
That's it.
He was good over 5 years ago now. In a very good Wigan team. Since then, he's done nothing. Playing in Greece, wasn't he, or Cyprus?
Yeah,
got released from there, so we thought, well, we'll give him a 2-year deal. See what he can do.
It's almost similar to Andy Marshall, except we don't hate, you know, any team in the same way. But Andy Marshall, you know, was brought in, played a couple of games or whatever, and then was the third choice, and you know, regardless of people's opinion of his, that was harsh on him. And for Ellington, there was no point bringing him in if there's absolutely no desire or need for him.
It stopped a place a younger player could have had on the bench as an impact sub.
That's it. As a Murray, if they're going to have a chance, Byron and Lawrence, these youngsters, if they're ever going to make that jump.
But that comes when you get better in the season and you start going 2-0 up with 15 minutes to go.
Certainly.
You can put them on.
But that was the point with Ellington. He wasn't an impact player. He wasn't going to change the game, was he?
He wasn't a player full stop, though. Was he?
No. Well, that's it. And he was brought in with no desire to play him.
No.
So it was pointless. He was just filling a squad slot. And then he was told in the summer, wasn't he? You can go. And he's only just managed to sort himself out alone. And again, that's another thing that Mick's done. It does beg a belief, doesn't it? The fact that Mick's come in and within a fortnight,
he just gets
everything
jobs
that
done,
people have
he?
Been, you know, us simpletons who, you know, think we know the game, think we could manage a lot of the stuff that has been pointed out, he's coming in and done within a fortnight. Things we've been screaming at for the last year or so.
Hmm. Like Yeah, I suppose the Edwards thing is the main one, isn't it, that most people have been unhappy with. Well, I've always thought he's a good...
Bringing in a right back.
It's football 101, isn't it, with McCarthy?
Yeah.
You get a back four which is, you know, identifiable in the way they are.
Yeah, and are comfortable in the positions they're playing in.
Exactly. I mean, a midfield which is fine, a couple of pacey wingers on the outside, a couple of tough tackers in the middle, and then the big man, little man up front.
Yeah.
I mean...
And just... Two up front, full stop.
You know, yeah, exactly.
I mean, our home form under Jill was so bad.
Yeah.
The problem with that is if you're good away from home, fine. But we weren't great. We get the odd win away from home, but you got to win your home games. Mm. You can afford
probably
to.
Probably because there was less pressure and we're more adventurous. Or yeah. Slightly more adventurous away from home. But just generally, yeah, you set your authority at home. That's, you know, where you play your style. You make the other team adapt to you. And if you're better than the other team, you'll win more than you lose. But... the way we were playing, we were always playing to match the opposition.
Mm.
Shouldn't be doing that at home.
It's frustrating because Jules last two home games with Derby and Sheffield Wednesday.
Yes.
And you think if McCarthy was in there, that would have been probably 6 points,
yeah.
4 points.
Yeah.
And Jules last six games, he got 2 points. I think mixed.
Well, this
10.
Is it. Looking at it, I mean, if you take a Wednesday game out, just because that's, you know, that's just an anomaly, that's just mental. But the Jules had 12 games, 7 points. McCarthy's had six.
You break that down as well. We got 4 points from the first two games.
Yes, yeah.
Which makes it worse, and
including a ridiculous win away at Watford, which we never do. So that's only 3 points more than we should have had. But yeah, it, you know, to get 10 points in half as many games as we managed to,
quite tricky games as well. I mean, Burnley a decent team.
Yeah.
Forest are decent. Birmingham away.
Yes.
You'll usually get nothing from there.
No. Apart from the two horror shows at Palace,
and until last night, we hadn't really progressed with the way that we were playing. With the you know, we kind of arrested the side in some way, but we hadn't. And last night was the first really step forward, and we're already that much better. I mean, we're about 5 points behind, and we're now 2 points ahead of that dreaded, you know, relegation zone.
We're undefeated at home, aren't we? Under Big Mick,
yeah.
Way. There you go.
Psychologically, that's a massive lift off the player's mind, being out of that zone.
Yeah,
it is.
Because once you're in there for weeks and weeks, it drains you, and sometimes you get resigned to the fact that you might go down in come January, thinking, well, that's it. Let's look forward to League One. But getting out of that zone is onwards and upwards.
Message from the manager still, though, it's not made a fourth yet. You know, he's towing the right line and he's still coming out of the right bits and keeping it. You know, people grounded.
He's not going to
but
carry away,
but you know, from the players inside that dressing room, it's like, right, okay, we are progressing, we are moving forward, we can do this, and that's massive. That's, it's a shot in the arm that they needed, because we've maintained this the whole time. It's a poor team, but the actual individual players aren't the level that they've been playing at. They are much better than that, even if it's only mid-table. I mean, it's world beaters, but certainly the individuals were good enough for mid-table the whole season. They just haven't performed. For whatever reason, it's one of those things, it's habits, and it's, you get into that run of form, good or bad, and you just get used to playing the same way, and the results going the same way. And we saw it week in, week out. When the goal goes in against us, that's it, we've lost. We've lost. Well, there's now left. No, we won't do it. Well, we never do. And now that mentality looks like it's been broken finally.
Well, yeah, we've let in 11 goals in the last two away games, and we've got an away game coming up, so... you never know.
This will be, you know, I mean, last night again, it was a bit of a bonus. You know, people probably would have accepted a draw from on paper. So again, you know, Saturday, we won't go for the draw, but you'll go being very, very happy if we come away with a draw.
It's like a 4-0 this time, I think. It's
we'll go.
If we come away with a draw, it would. <That's> I think I'd be happier than that.
And this is what we maintained. We were saying this about the Leicester and the Palace. More than likely going to lose those games, but if we play the right spirit, we play the right way, and we do all the things correct, but we still lose by a better team, you'll accept it. Unfortunately, we just capitulated both times. Embarrassing.
Sorry, Dave. Yeah, anyone just letting you speak there?
Yeah.
Just
So
do you want to, what we got, what, a couple of 3 minutes predictions for Saturday? Talk us through it.
Oh, I think it's going to be a happy day.
No,
I could see it not being a 5, but easily being a 4. Am I being too pessimistic?
I think if we keep it
tight, I don't think we'll score 4, not away from home.
Yeah, but I just the away games, I'm happy to just put on a scrap heap and say fair enough. If we get a point out of one out of three away games, fair enough. It's the home form for me that is imperative that we keep. Mm.
Bolton are struggling though, aren't they? They're not winning games. They're drawing four at the last five, I think.
Where are they in the league?
They're
roughly
5 points up above us. Only, yeah.
But on paper, they've got some very good players. Mm. And I think they'll gel at some point. I think we'll lose Saturday.
Oh,
I think we'll get a goal. I think I'm going to go for a 3-1 defeat. Another indoor screamer.
What, from 3 feet?
Yeah.
I'd take a 2-0 loss now. If we do our end of it, we play the right way, and if there's still improvement, if we're still playing the right way, if we're still showing the right kind of attitude and spirit. But I can't see past a loss.
It's not confident, is it, considering we just had a win?
No, but I think it's more realistic.
So improvement, then who do you think where do you think we need improving? What, 1 to 11?
I still think we're short centre half. I'm not convinced by Chambers.
No.
He can't head a ball, which Tommy Smith does very well.
Yeah.
Last night that was evident. Smith won all his headers. Chambers sort of ducks out of headers.
Orr's not quite in his groove yet.
No, but I think Orr will be decent. I think he's a good right back.
Yeah, he had an awful game at if you'll excuse the pun. He had an awful game at Leicester, but he's gradually getting it together.
We need
a
little bit more from our strikers as well.
Yeah.
It's good we're scoring from midfield, and it's now you've got a back four and you've got a midfield that's more comfortable and looks a bit better and organised, but still not creating quite the chances for the strikers.
I'd like to see someone to come in who can really take a decent dead ball, a really good corner, and a really good free kick.
We don't score from corners, do we?
Well, for the reason that we don't have anyone who can whip one in. We go short too many times, or it balloons right over.
I think any player that takes a short corner that the manager hasn't told them to should just get a fine.
When does it ever work, though? That's the thing. It never works, does it?
No.
And we often look like we're going
to concede.
It only
works if you're Barcelona, you've got nobody over 5 foot in the air to stick across to.
Play it back to PK and build from there again.
Yeah. It's just a different culture, isn't it?
I'd like to see a bit more spark and quality. Something really exciting. Or, on the other hand, someone who's got some genuine out-and-out blistering pace.
Danny Haynes.
not since Danny Haynes, as if we brought someone on with a quarter of an hour to go who will just really run at a back four, which is strange because Darren Worker did it last night, but then again when you're up against Andy Reid,
I like the Murphy run into the box where he just kept running and kept running towards the corner flag and you're thinking just shoot and he just
bless him, he's apparently was a striker in a former career. And that first run, you're willing him to go right, no, take it on, go on,
yeah.
You know, should pass to Campbell, but actually for once, no, go and do it. You've helped it. And then he had the second one, I thought, oh no, this one is an open goal completely.
Never in doubt.
That was it. I mean, any other strike and you're like, well, that's it, that's the sealer. And with Murphy, there was still that, please.
But he's quite a good sub to have, Murphy, isn't he?
Cause I think he's better as a sub, isn't he?
He's another one like Scotland, he's an honest player, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a team worker.
He's got no quality, but he can't fault his effort.
No.
And he does win the flick-ons and things, doesn't he? He's quite good.
Somebody said when he came on the game, oh, not Murphy, he can't score, what does he do? First thing you've done, went ahead straight down at Campbell's toe. Unfortunately, the defender got a block in before Campbell could pull the trigger, but the first thing you've done was did what we've not had all season, is that man to win the ball for the second striker.
Yeah.
We've known for seasons that Murphy isn't like a left winger or a left midfielder.
No,
we're
trying to recreate a John Walters on the left, weren't we? And it wasn't quite the same. You know, he's not Dirk Cowell, he's not John Walters, he's not that sort of striker who's been pushed out to the wide, but does a good job.
What he is the type of striker that we struggle against time and time out, just big lump who, when you look at him,
I can
like an Alan Lee or like a Neil Mellor, you think of these players are pants, but they always seem to do something.
Right, we got to go, sorry, it's going to be blunt. Fine. But suddenly it's all taken off just as it's time to go. So what, is it a win or a defeat at Bolton? What's the overall consensus? Defeat. Could be good.
Result, yeah.
Big win.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks to Mark, thanks to Joe, and of course to DJ. Till next week, have a good one, everyone. Bye bye bye.